This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report. Minimum wage gaps are growing. There are 21 states where workers are still frozen at something equivalent to the federal minimum wage at $7.25 per hour. Those states are disproportionately better read than fed in the South and West, with a smattering in the Midwest and even the Northeast. I'm not saying there are any surprises here, but the lineup is a rogue's list of woe for workers. In the South, count Alabama, Georgia, Kentucky, North and South Carolina, Louisiana, Mississippi, Texas, Virginia for 9 of the 21. In the West, we have Idaho, Oklahoma, Nevada, North Dakota, Utah, and Wyoming, adding another 6. The Midwest is sadly also very well represented with Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, and Wisconsin for their 4, while the East adds 2 with Pennsylvania and New Hampshire. The gap between these 21 states, along with several others that are hovering right near them, like Missouri, Montana, New Mexico, and even Illinois, is widening the inequality gap, not only between the rich and the rest of us, but even between low and moderate income families and their counterparts in other states. Even with a Democratic governor, like we have in Louisiana, it's not an easy road. John Bel Edwards has been turned back by the Republican-dominated legislature 3 times that he was tried to raise the state minimum wage. It's gotten so bad that a state constitutional amendment that would raise the minimum wage to $9 per hour, if approved by the voters, has even picked up support from the New Orleans Times-Picayune. There were recent efforts to allow cities to set their own rates apart from the state level by vacating a law passed after an ACORN and Local 100 effort won an increase 20 years ago at the ballot box. These issues were highlighted in an analysis in the New York Times that talked about the effective rate across the country is now wildly different than the federal standard, as other very populated states like New York and California, along with major cities like Seattle, have raised their wages. Averaging across all of these federal, state, and local minimum wage laws, the effective minimum wage in the U.S., the average minimum wage binding each hour of minimum wage work, will be $11.80 an hour in 2019. Adjusted for inflation, this is probably the highest minimum wage in American history. In 21 states where the minimum wage is still frozen, workers have lost 16% of their buying power. Furthermore, as their analysis also indicated, the main business boogeyman held up as the rationale for keeping wages abysmally low has also continued to erode. A huge study released in April analyzed 138 different state-level minimum wage increases since 1979. The authors found largely no net negative employment effects, though they did find some in sectors exposed to international trade. And University of Washington economists revised an earlier study of Seattle's recent minimum wage increase that had showed significant negative effects on earnings for some workers. The new study found that the downsides were more muted. Wrap your mind around this inequity. If the effective national rate is $11.80 per hour now, then workers in these 21 states at $7.25 are almost hopelessly underpaid. A national worker at full-time hours would be making $24,544 annually, while workers in the left-behind states would make $15,080 full-time, which is $9,464 per year, or almost 63% less than the theoretical national worker. Of course, left-behind state workers actually are farther behind because the national effective rate was an average after the rest of us pulled the really higher-paid hourly workers down closer to our level, making their premium look and spend even more. Furthermore, since the rate has changed, minimum wage workers are losing purchasing power even as others are gaining. This kind of inequity at the bottom is as unjust as the gap between all workers now in America and the rich, and should be the easiest part of the inequality gap to eliminate, especially if Congress would act for everyone rather than mainly the rich. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.